As we gather and praise the name of God, we know that God is with us. Because we are the believers, we have faith, we have God. But unfortunately, in the gospel of today, if our eyes are not open to what is real teaching of Jesus, or we all know it's not good to hear, how could it be a gospel about division? Division happened, it's because what pointed out Jesus in the gospel means we are the believers, but we are acting against the will of God. We will be divided. Other words, the greatest enemy is not far away, 1,000 miles from us, but those who are close and near to you, your family, your wife, your husband, your children, in our community. That's why we are divided, because we are not hearing what exactly he wanted to express in the person's heart, giving us the opportunity that we are Christians, but not indeed. We have faith, but not deepened. We are reminded because Jesus set a good example of it, that in spite of spreading the good news, what the power of God's love, even Jeremiah on the first reading of today, they all sent out. But they were disappointed because people doesn't want to hear the love of God, the forgiving Father, but what they wanted to express is only their own means and their own way. And what's happening? Divided. But what is good about Jesus and Prophet Jeremiah? They never retaliate against people who doesn't like God. This is also ourselves putting into our mind that Christ on the cross, the reason why we are here, seeing Christ on the tabernacle, there is a light, pointing out that trials and persecutions are we encountering at this very moment, God always be on our side, and he gonna win the battle against the power of darkness and evil. Jesus Christ pointed out that, yes, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Must be our words that comes from within. Father, forgive my brother. Forgive my sister. Forgiving myself, Lord, for what I do is not according to your will. That's why we are divided. And there's no life to celebrate, and there's no good to call ourselves Christian if it's against the will of God. For we are equally loved by God. We are equally shared God's blessings. From the moment we call upon the name of Him, the Spirit is moving. But we cannot reach out the depthness of God's love because we are empowered by our own self-ego, pointing out that we know that there is light of Jesus, we're still walking in darkness of light. Supposed to be, thank God for my brothers and sisters, whatever life they have to be. Instead of jealous attitude, comparing ourselves to one another, why not thank God for the gracious blessing that I see my brothers and sisters are reforming their lives and happy in their life, because it's not good to see if they are in pain. Our mindset, our eyes, always focus and fix on Jesus. For we are, I said, equally loved by God. We are here because of Him. The graces of it is that we have faith. We have God. It's not our brothers. It's not my sisters. It's not people around me are my enemies. It's myself. Because I don't want to change. I'm comfortable who I am. Because this is me. This is what I'm fighting for. This is what is my right. Okay, you're right. But how about other people's right? What is Christian value? What is Christian's attitude? Caring others. We're not the solution. We're not giving the right message. But pointing out our self, very own self, can uplift one spirit. Your good smile, your kindness, enough for them to carry on, that there is God on their side, that they're not alone in the uncertainty of painful experience or darkness moments of life. But we are celebrating joyfully. It's because we're offering ourselves to the Father at this very moment to love and care for our brothers and sisters who are different from us. And for us, humbling enough, Lord, without you, I can do nothing. We breathe at the same spirit. We enjoy everything what has been given. Because the fire of love that comes from the Father is calling you and me for the right message, go for the mission. And remember that the four elements of nature, earth, water, wind, and fire, all are important and can be described the nature of God's divinity. For God created all and have living purpose in life. And for this reason, each one of us exists. We are loved and we are thankful. The challenge in every gospel we heard is lack of understanding the right message. Sometimes we do not need to defend ourselves as long as we know our limit, strength, and boundaries. Whether we like it or not, just to accept the fact that every human being needs to adapt, adjust, and accept all in life because it is part of life. Acceptance does not mean we are nothing, but gaining for a humble beginning, knowing deep within, and a relaxing moment of time to be peaceful. What does that mean? It's good to live being Christian and Christ for each other if you know what peace is all about, because it feeds our minds with good thoughts, hearts of compassion, seeing the value and goodness of each and everyone. Not the difference, but the goodness of it. Because there's always be a learning lesson that we should be able to rely on God, who is always be on our side. God is in your side, in my side, in our side. So why we fight for each other? Why claiming that I have my own right without respecting the rights of others? In this modern time, believers and non-believers are divided. Those who are in power and have authority can make their own rule or laws for their own personal benefits and not for common good. That can cause division. Happened during COVID time. Those who are wearing masks and not wearing masks, those who are vaccinized and not vaccinized, we all caught up in the same argument. My right. But we missed opportunity, also other people's right. It happened, it might happen again, but we don't know. But we must carry on so that attitude is not based on our own negative reaction, but based on goodness, based on message and the knowledge and wisdom of God. For those who are lacking of wisdom and knowledge, pray for it so that you have the right mind, the right attitude to express what's inside of it so that your voice heard, but acknowledging also the other people's point of view. And we are united and not divided because you are focused on the same path, the same message, peace of Christ that is in us. Because if we are not changing our heart and following our own self-way living, then division, pride, and prejudice is visible. That cause and effect are crucial, where it destroys human dignity, hurtful feelings, isolation, and an ill of depression. For today, another message of hope and a wake-up call to all to let the love of God begin. It gives joy from the heart to uplift one's spirit, to live in peace, to celebrate and have fun, and to pray. That's the very essence of what good Christians is all about. Giving, self-giving, sacrifice for good, understanding that God will always be there to bless our hearts, our minds, our will. So that what is God's will? Our will to conform that we are united in the living graces of God, which everyone desires for. Because once we have that positive outlook in life, brothers and sisters, there will be no division. Everyone will be peaceful and happy because we know that we remember we cannot change the fact in life. Cannot change the situation. You cannot change people. Neither I cannot change myself, your own personal self, without surrendering, because it is what it is, whether you like it or not. But by the grace of God, we can live our life to the fullest, for we do not want to end our relationship with our friends, with God, oneself, and family for nothing. Because we believe that it is God who made us whole again, and He blesses our family all the way. Jesus in the gospel speaks to his disciples, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. For we all know fire can destroy, transform, warms, and helps in generating life. The fire brought to us by Jesus means is to reignite God's fire love. The undying love, eternal, unconditional, which sometimes humans fail to understand, for we are broken, limited, and conditional. We have to accept the fact that it is that we are limited, but never underestimate that we can change if we choose to be, because what is good on life is that I choose life in Christ. I choose to be peace to myself and to one another, because there is life to celebrate. There's joy to give. And there is meaningful in prayer. It's because Jesus' desire is letting God's love flow into our being so that our Christian value will always reflect the divine grace. For in every Eucharist we receive is truly amazing grace. Every celebration we gathered is joyful. Every honest attitude can change heart. Every act of kindness will reflect the goodness of heart. And every blessing we share can give hope. And every time we pray is humble beginning. We put ourselves trusting in God with no fear, no doubt, but believe. So let us live peacefully, pray ceaselessly, trust faithfully, and bless one another. The greatest mission why God called us Christian is to bless each other, not to hate one another, not to fight with one another, to understand each other. It's a wonderful gift to yourself before others. It's because you are humbling that you don't want to hurt people's feeling. You don't want to compromise what people want to do, but you are giving yourself a deepening understanding what life is all about. The deep faith that we receive from Him give us an overview of many possibilities that I can be Christ for each other. Because we receive God's blessings every day. And the element of fire will purify us if we let it and not to destroy the goodness, and can make us true disciples and a follower of Jesus, for we are not allowing ourselves and can be the cause of division and downfall for others, or needing a stumbling block to grow in faith, judgmental, because otherwise this can cause division. And if we accept Christ's teaching and obey commandment, we can be a living water, flowing, for it leads to a right direction, focused on a new beginning, and not leaning in on the past, but a new learning lesson in life. In other words, we become matured and growing in God's faith, that we are trusting in His power that all are cared, and so must we. And the breath we take is wind of love, to understand and respect the difference, for it is life-giving. In other words, I love you not because, no if, no but. There's no condition, but you are loving it because it comes from within. Source of inspiration, that igniting in our own self, that it is the love of God that makes me blessed and let God's spirit uplifted so that I can boost God, see God in the light of the faithful, no matter what, because we care for each other. And an ongoing care of our environment that sometimes we just taking it for granted. We shall live abundantly, for in this life we can live and feel the true heaven on earth, a living paradise with love and not hatred, joy and no sorrow, peace and not war. The positive outlook in life will reform our mental well-being into a holistic, healthy lifestyle. What a wonderful world when God is always be on our side. What a wonderful me, you, and us, if there's Jesus in our heart. For every time we receive Christ in the Eucharist, we are truly indeed seeing God's presence is visible. For we are guided, protected, and provided daily. In God, through Jesus, remember, all is possible and the way to eternity. Will you be a channel of peace and be the voice of God amidst of the uncertainty? Think about it. Let us profess our faith.